Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Miss P, and yeah, y'all gonna hear me yelling in the beginning of this segment because for 5 seconds I forgot that I was live. Crack kills, okay? That's all I need to tell you guys. Crack kills, exhaustion kills, and not paying attention will definitely take you down. So for all those who are tuned in for the first time, I just want to say thank you for tuning in, and I hope me yelling doesn't scare you away, okay? I will try not to let that happen again. For all those who are always supporting the Intune Show, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. For those who have never, ever, ever been to the Intune Show, and I'm repeatedly asked that question of how do you access the show and how many days a week are you on? So pretty much the Intune Show is on 7 days a week. Sundays is always from 3 to 5, and Saturdays are always 6. Fridays are as well, and so is Tuesdays. So Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 p.m. For the most part, you can go to www.theintuneshow.com to reference any and every question that you have on the website. The website is still being tweaked. There's still some things that need to be added, but hopefully by this Friday, Saturday, the end of this weekend period, everything that needs to be on will definitely be up there at your disposal. If you have any suggestions or ideas or things that you think that we can change or improve on our website and or the show, then you can definitely always email me at intuneshow@aol.com. No one's perfect, and I'm always open to suggestions. And not only that, you know, if you guys didn't tune in and listen, there will be no Intune Show. So your feedback, responses, and, you know, comments are really, really, really valued more than anyone else's. So you can always feel free to, you know, let me know how you guys feel about a certain team member, about a certain segment, about even something Miss P did. You're definitely welcome to let me know about those things. So going forward, again, I just want to say excuse the loudness, and it's so embarrassing in a sense. And if I was really the type of person that really held on to embarrassment or really paid it attention, then I would have just to end this whole show so no one can hear the chaos. But fortunately enough for you guys, it's not that serious, and the show must go on. So without me talking your heads off, let's give some quick shout-outs at the beginning, and then we'll go over them again at the end of the show because I tend to always forget. Let's give a shout-out to the Intune family first and foremost. Let's give a shout-out to our avid supporter like T.U. Essence, who is in a chat room at this present moment in time, and also help us with graphics on some of our logos and things of that nature. We want to give a shout out to Phoenix Star 9, so you definitely want to check her out at phoenixstar9online.com. She is multifaceted in everything that she does, so I don't think there's anything that you could step to her about as far as social media, web building, anything. You can definitely contact her, promotions, whatever, and if she doesn't know it, she'll definitely figure it out for you. I also want to give a shout out to Dr. Sue Review, Dr. Sue is a doctor on the site. She takes all your questions. She answers everything open and honestly. We love her. She's on every second Thursday of the month at 10 p.m. Check her out when she's not on the show at In Bed with Dr. Sue, which is her online radio show. And also check out the Dr. Sue Review, and that's drcuereview.com, and show some love. She has a new app that I purchased for her for being so amazing. And you guys can go onto her website and download her app from there to stay in bed with Dr. Sue. I also want to give my friend Jeff from portataxi.net a shout out. You know, they're taking artists in as far as like indie music goers and, you know, just saluting them and allowing them a place to network. So Miss P has a page on there. Definitely go ahead. I have to go back on there. This is just a reminder for me that I need to update my account. There's a lot of people, friend requesting me. So, you know, I like to network. So I need to take my booty over there to figure out who wants to know me. Also, let's give a shout out to the Mark Gordon Show. Mark Gordon is one of the original members from the group Levert with Gerald Levert and Sean Levert. They both passed away. Mark Gordon is the remaining member from that group that came out in the early 80s. He's actually given indie artists the opportunity to submit their videos to be featured on his website. And I think that's real huge that he's even opening a platform like that, in my opinion. I mean, to be a Grammy Award nominated and, you know, to just have been out there and help set those, you know, stepping stones for all of us that's out here, whether you're an artist or, you know, whether you're just a person that likes to listen to good music. We should be grateful that we have people like Mark Gordon that are setting these strides for us still when they really don't have to. So shout out to Mark Gordon again. Reference him at themarkgordonshow.com. Also, let's give a quick shout out to MC Light, the pioneer of lyrics. That's what I like to call her. You can go and sign up for her scholarship program that's ending on October 1st, and it's at hiphopsisters.org. Please, 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 if you're out there a student that need help, there's no reason why you shouldn't be out there trying to put your name in that raffle to win a scholarship, because, hey, like they say, you never know. Like Lotto. So put your best foot forward and hopefully everything will go in your direction. So shout out to MC Light again for always being in the community and doing for the community and definitely always taking strides towards bettering people with education. Last but not least, let's give a shout out to magazine.com. You know, for being amazing. You guys can go check them out. I will stop there with all of the recommendations, but I definitely wanted to put that out there because I'm tending to forget to give these shout-outs to people. So you might hear this again, but no harm, no foul. And again, I just want to say, you know, thank you all for just, you know, sticking with me and, you know, helping me grow the show to the way it is. And without you guys, none of this would be remotely possible. Again, let me apologize for all those who are tuning in for the first time. For you guys, hear me yelling at my mom in the background because, you know, moms will definitely take you out of character at the wrong moment, and that definitely was a wrong moment. So shout out to T. Austin for sending me that text and letting me know that, Miss P, you can be heard. So Jay Wiz is our guest of the night, and he's going to be tuning in just a few. Before we talk to him and Gain, I just want to say shout out to C.R. Bundy, you know, for recommending him to me. They're really close friends, and, you know, they're both tickle pink that, you know, he's going to be on the show and that he had gained the opportunity to come on an intern show, which I think is fun, kind of flattering. So music is clearly a representation of individuality, and music is a platform where artists have the opportunity to become immortal and use the words as their canvas. Rapper Jay Wiz has taken his paintbrush like Michelangelo, with his eccentric delivery and persona. He's been on the verge of painting his own version of the chapel through his various music, his various music and with his pen and his words as he's so equipped at his disposal. So he's a native from Queens, which I'm really excited about because I am from Queens, born and raised. Yes, I am. So it's really exciting to have an artist. Well, I think I had one artist before that was from Queens, and it touched my heart because it's good to see that people are evolving from, you know, that barrel doing a damn thing. So much love to Jay Wiz. He'll be on shortly for all those who want to call in to ask Jay Wiz anything or just comment about anything in general. You can always dial in at 818-495-6975, and you will be live. I also want to give a really, really, really quick leak to the fact that I do make natural bath and body products, and today was a crazy day because I spent most of my morning making a ton of soaps for someone special, and you know who you are. So I'm definitely looking forward to people supporting Mood Setters. You can go on to Twitter at MoodSetterz and support all natural, all good, and affordable. But before we bring on Jay Wiz, let's just pay attention to his lyrics. Let's get in tune to that. This one is called Not Game by Jay Wiz. Check it out.
Trying to be heard, 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 trying to be heard. There's no bump, there's no bump, there's no bump. First class, first class, first class, first class. They say we getting money, not again. Diamond pieces, bloody shit, not again. Everything I do, you know I gotta win. And these haters sitting back, screaming, not again. They say we getting paper, not again. All the moves are making shit, not again. Everything I do, you know I gotta win. And these haters sitting back, screaming, not again. Roll the riches, hold the digits. All these hoes look alike, like I'm cloning bitches. Nighttime, see the glowing riches. Lamborghini outside, looking so expensive. Money long, shit is so assistive. Black card, I don't know the limit. Hating niggas, you should know your limit. All green makes me fold a gin in. Four door and the hoe is tinted. And it got a couple hoes up in it. Sipping rolls and it's so explicit. Couple islands you can go and visit. Fornicating California living. Mansion gated like I own a prison. I'm number one on this only mission, first class. They say we getting money, not again. Diamond pieces, blood and shit, not again. Everything I do, you know I gotta win. And these haters sitting back, screaming, not again. They say we getting paper, not again. All the moves are making shit, not again. Everything I do, you know I gotta win. And these haters sitting back, screaming, not again.
You know I had to perform. No, you're mad at the mom. Think I had it too long. All the carrots I won. Ask the granite, take a peek at the immaculate dome. Heliport can't really be in traffic too long. Probably hit up the dealer, cop it from the DuPont. Probably hit up my jeweler just to get a few charms. Looking like Victor Ruler, so you know I can flaw. And you know I ain't Ricky, but you know I'm the boss. You know how much it costs just to buy out the Porsche. Probably purchase the plane just to fly it across. They say I'm hurting the game, but it don't bother me, dog. If you felt just like I felt, then you would buy out the mall.
They say we getting money, not again. Diamond pieces, blood and shit, not again. Everything I do, you know I gotta win. And these haters sitting back, screaming, not again. They say we getting paper, not again. All the moves are making shit, not again. Everything I do, you know I gotta win. And these haters sitting back, screaming, not again.
Hey yo, Dicky Boy Juicing and Scarfella Music Group. Hey, you rocking with Miss P, the High Shore, 89 High Radio, Intro Radio. You feel me?
Yeah, guys, so I don't know what it is and why people can hear me right now, but I'm really upset. I really am. But on a lighter note, we do have Jay Wiz tuned in, so we're definitely going to pick up with him so we can, you know, gain Jay Wiz. How you doing tonight?
I'm right. How are you, Miss P?
We're doing great. Excited to get to know a little bit about you. So for our listeners who are just getting in tune with your style, music, and name, how would you describe yourself?
The new era of New York, because I think, to me, New York is stale, or they're doing something that everybody else is doing. So I think I'm like the new era for New York. I have a new sound.
Mm-hmm.
I can spar with people. I'm very versatile, so that's all I can say. I'm just a new era.
Right. So you're the new era for New York, which I think is awesome because I've never heard anyone say that before, so you definitely are standing out to me for that. But how come you were so eager to immerse into music?
I don't know if it's because of my background, because my cousin, she used to sing, and my grandfather, both of my grandfathers used to sing. So I've always been around music my whole life. Even my uncle and my cousins, they did music. So that's probably what happened. And my grandmother loved Elvis, Michael Jackson, and all of that. So, you know what I mean? I've always been influenced by music since I was a baby.
Absolutely. So being that you have family members that kind of took this road as well, you know, so you had to see different transitions for them, and meaning the good, the bad, the ugly, right? So with all of that being said, how do your family encourage you to stay in the music business? Because it's a lot, and you know this. It's a lot of hard work.
Well, they just tell me that I have to be consistent, you know, and I can't give up. You know, I've been rapping since I was 8. I haven't given up yet. So they only give me positive feedback, like, do this. If I'm doing something wrong, they will tell me, you know. But it's really, like, me and my team, First Class, Marv Mack and Kay Hood, and they push me, you know what I mean, and they inspire me. And I listen to certain artists now that just inspire me, people that's in my camp or that's around me, you know, and then that just keeps me moving forward.
Absolutely. So how do you feel since you've been doing your music thing? Because you know how some people start off saying, hey, I'm going to be an artist, I'm going to be a rapper, I'm going to be a writer, I'm going to be a producer and all these things. And everybody's just sitting on the sideline like, yeah, that'd be dope, yo. You know, that everybody has your support at that point. But once they see that you're serious about it and you really make moves in the industry, do you think that people's perception of how they treated you before has changed, being that you've been out here, like, just grinding? Do you see people, like, you know, changing around you?
There's more admiration, you know, because I'm from New York, so there's a lot of rappers. I mean, this is the home of hip-hop, so there's a lot of rappers. And a lot of people say that they are going to do something, but they end up not doing anything. You know what I mean? They'll probably get on a mixtape or rap in a cypher, but that's where it stops. That's where it starts, and that's where it stops. But with me, I've been on mixtapes. I had interviews on hip-hop blog sites, and just recently I put out my album, The Platform, June 19th, so I didn't stop, and I'm still working on new music now. Like, that song that you just played, I recorded, I think, last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I didn't stop.
Absolutely. And with that being said, you know, you're on a series of, you know, different blog sites and things of that nature. How has has the reception changed on the notoriety of people that are starting to gain on you?
Yeah. Like, some people have stopped me in the street like, yo, I got your mixtape. You know what I mean? Which is really cool. Like, I'll probably be in the mall and somebody will be like, yo, I got your mixtape and you dope. Or they'll message me, like, on YouTube or Twitter and saying we rocking with you. It's a great feeling.
Absolutely. So do you perform live at all?
Yeah, definitely. I might be having a show in Webster Hall.
Ooh,
in October.
Nice.
Like the end of October.
Webster Hall. You know, only people in New York will understand why that's exciting.
Yeah. I did it before. I did it before, like last year. I mean, it was a great turnout. The event was amazing. The reception was great. You know, I mean, it was just a great experience altogether.
Absolutely. So that's exciting. I, you know, hope that all pans out and keep me posted on that, because hopefully I can make it and to see you perform. So who are you currently working with on your team, as you put it, your team, that adds flavor to your project?
I'm working with Nashby, he's a dope singer. Keon Bryce, he did stuff for like Nas and Jay-Z. I'm working with Jay Cavalier, and then there's what's his name? Juan P. Like, they're dope. And Joe Lindsay as a producer. So that's just
awesome.
A few.
Right. So you don't mind collaborating, as I see, and you don't mind like going out there, you know, getting on someone else's tracks as well?
No, not at all, because I consider it sparring. You know what I mean? Like, hip-hop is like a big battle scene to me, so it's just sparring. You know what I mean? Like, steel sharpening steel. We're just getting better when you work with people that are good as you or better. So it's just sparring. I like it. I like the challenge.
Absolutely. So outside of music, really quick, what do you like to do in your daily routine?
Movies. I love watching movies. You know what I mean? Like, ever since I was little, I always watched movies, kung fu movies, everything. Like, I've always been big on kung fu, sci-fi, mystery movies, stuff like that. Or probably reading books. Like, I don't really watch too much TV. I used to, but I stopped that like years ago. In sports, mm-hmm. like football.
Right. So as an artist, and being that you came from a family of people that were all like singers and talented as well, how have you seen yourself developed over the last couple of projects? You know, have you noticed any changes in the way you deliver or what you're talking about, your ideas, et cetera?
As I get older, there's more maturity now, you know, because when you're younger, you don't know too much, you know, so you just go off of what you see, but when you get older, you go off of more of experiences, you know what I mean? And then you start developing your voice more, like your sound, per se.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Mm-hmm. And what can you say if there was, like, one thing that you can just, like, pick out of, you know, your past and compare it to your present, the present you, what would you say was a drastic change?
A drastic change was
mm-hmm.
me listening to people. Because I was like I'm very stubborn, you understand? Like my team would tell you, if I say it's no, like it's no, like I'm not gonna do it. Like I have to come around to it. But now I guess I've been given in, like, you know what? Let me try it. You mean that's probably not a bad idea. You know,
mm-hmm.
because if it's like no, then usually it's no. I'm stubborn that way when it comes down to music, because it's like I'm very passionate about it. Everything else, it's like, okay, I'm lenient, I let it pass. But with music, it's like, no, because it's an image that I'm upholding. Is, you know what I mean? It's actually me that I'm putting in these songs, like my personalities and stuff of that nature, my imagination. So there's certain things that I just don't like doing because sometimes it's not creative enough. So me listening to people now is a very big deal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So tell me, what pressures, if any, are there, like, just going through your, you know, going along this journey in the entertainment world? Because, you know, a lot of people, like children that are younger and things of that nature, everybody see the flashy cars and the rims and the watches and the bling bling and all this crap. What have you learned, and, you know, what can you say that you experienced as far as, like, your journey? Has it been like that? Flashy girls running and throwing panties at you, you know? What has been the reception during your journey?
Well, like, girls hasn't ever been, like, an issue with me, not to sound cocky or anything like that. Not to sound cocky, you know what I mean? But that's not what I came here for, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't come in the game to get girls because I had girls before I made music. That's
mm-hmm.
not the problem. You know what I mean? What I think, it's not pressure, but it's just an obstacle. Is, it's not going to sound politically correct, but fake people, you understand? Like, there's a lot more fake people in the music industry than there is in real life. Like, people in the streets are keeping more real with you than people in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know if they expect, if you're supposed to lie, like we're all adults here, like, no one's going to beat you, so you don't got to lie to me. You know what I mean? People, they're just fake.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that I think is, and the glitz and the glamour, that's like smoke
right.
and mirrors too. I don't.
Absolutely.
It's nothing too crazy. Like, how many rappers are there, or artists out there that are really, really making money like that? Very few. So it's all a facade for the most
Absolutely.
Part.
Absolutely. So what can you say? But that being said, what can you say that you add as flavor to the entertainment field? As part of being a solution to not being fake or phony, what do you bring forth?
The only thing I see in the music industry right now is highs, which is the glamour and glitz, and it's the lows, and it's really depressing. I'm the medium,
mm-hmm.
so I'm in the middle. I'm the reality. I'm the one that ties the two together. My
okay.
album is about the reality of me trying to get into the industry, or any aspiring artist trying to get into the industry, and what obstacles he may have in his path. And the choice that I make at the end. That's what the album is about. The album is about reality. Like, I want this glitz and glamour, and then I get it from this guy that promises it to me. And then I start getting all the cars, all the women, and the fame. But then I notice that I'm beefing with my family. I'm not cool with my friends. So I don't want the life anymore. So I'm telling him I don't want it. But he's saying, we had a deal. You signed a contract. And it's sort of like me selling my soul. Now I'm trapped in something that I didn't want to really be a part of. Like, I didn't really know that my life was better before music.
Absolutely. That's deep.
Yeah.
But I like it. I like where you're coming from. I really, really do. So, Jay Wiz, do you have any other hidden talents that I'm not conscientious of or other people that know you don't know that you can do?
I used to draw. I can still draw now. I draw. I cook. You know, I don't know if cooking is a talent, but
yes,
I do
it
that.
Is.
And I'm not talking about no cereal or sardines. Like, I can cook. You know what I mean? And I can draw also. I wish I could sing, but I can't do that.
Hey, you never know. You never know.
No, trust me, I know.
Hey, they have auto tunes now. Anybody can sing.
Yeah, and I sound bad on that too, man. I just hire singers.
I don't believe you. I really don't believe you.
I am telling you.
So tell me, I know, you know, you're a cutie and things of that nature, and you've been out there for a while doing your thing. So what's the craziest thing that a supporter has done that made you like, wait a minute, really?
One time I was at a show and this girl asked me if she could borrow my vest. Like, can you take your vest off and give it to me? That was weird to me because I didn't know where that came from. Like, what the hell would that do? But that was it. You know what I mean? Like, she's like, can I borrow your vest? And I was like, for what? Like, in my mind, I was like, yeah, for what? Like, this didn't make any sense. You know what I mean? It's like, it was crazy. That was the weirdest thing that happened to me.
Imagine, guys, everyone who's tuned in right now, imagine, you know, you're sitting there or standing there, whatever it is that you're doing, just minding your damn business, and someone just comes up to you like, can I get your vest? Like, really, though?
Yeah. Like, you ain't got, like, come on, man. Get a jacket. Get a blanket or something.
Definitely walk around with a shawl, like get out of here,
yeah,
kick rocks,
on.
You know.
That's
really,
I was
though?
About to say kick rocks.
so crazy. I love asking that question because it's always some crazy pants story that people come up with, and you're like, really though, this is what they do, but this is what they do.
Yeah.
It really is what they do. So tell
you
us.
Mad, you gotta laugh at it.
Yeah, you have to, because what else could you do but laugh and shake your head like, yikes, this is really happening.
Exactly.
Yeah, so tell us about your project that you're working on now, and what you basically kind of broke down a theme of, you know, what it's about. But what do you want listeners to gain most of all from this project?
Besides showing them, like, a new light on what hip-hop, like, where we can take hip-hop, because right now I think it's stagnant. You understand? Like, everybody's doing the same thing. Like, that, the record that I just played, that you just played, actually, is just showing people that I could spar with them, too. You understand? Like, it wasn't hard for me to make a record like that. The record was done in no time. Like, the hook was probably done in, like, 2 minutes. The record was probably done in, like, half an hour to an hour. It's not, like, thought-provoking. So I can do those records. I just want to show people that I can spar with them. But with this project, that it shows everything. Like, it's very complex, but it has a message. I try to make all my songs, all my music have a message. You know what I mean? And the message in this album is, be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it.
Mhm.
So.
Mhm. It's so
that's
deep.
Like, yeah. Like, if you listen to the album, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the album yet, but the album starts off as me being very optimistic about how life can be. And then towards the middle to the end of the album, I get very pessimistic because I find out what life is while I'm in this music industry. So it goes from being happy and bright to very dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a song on there called Nightmares where I'm talking to God and the devil at the same time. And I'm confused because, like, if you see two people fighting from across the street,
mm-hmm.
one could be a cop and one can be a pedestrian, but from far away, you don't know which one is good and which one is bad. When we're younger, as kids, like, you know the difference between good and bad, but knowing that we have these situations as adults, and there's circumstances, we don't really know the difference. Like, somebody will sell drugs, not because they want to, but they can't get a regular job, and it's the only job that'll pay their bills. So is it really bad? So with this music industry, I don't know the difference between God and the devil, because they're both the same to me. at this point. So
absolutely. And that's so deep. I mean, really? What's your sign, Jay Wiz?
I'm a Capricorn.
I love Capricorns. Let's get married. Okay, maybe not today, but think about it.
Like
so, so when you hear your track being played, how does it make you feel?
I get excited because I'm like, I probably got another fan. You know, like, no one's ever coming up to me and said that your music is terrible or awful, you know. And you know how people go on, American Idol?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they should know that they were bad before they tried out. Like, you know you were terrible. Why do you come on the show anyway? I know
mm-hmm.
I'm not terrible because I think people would tell me. I think my team would tell me. So when I hear my music on the radio, it's just satisfaction. Like, wow. We're finally making, like, strides in it. You know, like, we're finally getting somewhere.
Right. So is there anything else you want to do in addition to music? You know, like acting or screenwriting or writing a book or anything like that that piques your interest? Is there anything else that you want to do outside of music?
yeah. Like I don't want to stop in music. I want this just to be my stepping stone, but I want to be a business, like, different things like books, writing plays or movies, teaching a class, like a professor about music, like a music appreciation, but for hip-hop so people can get a better understanding, because every time I speak to people that are like in their 50s or 40s or whatever, they don't really understand the concept, and they just think it's people speaking on a beat, and they don't understand the culture behind it. So I would like to teach people what it really is, and the way, you know what I mean, because I did a class when I was in college about hip-hop, and it's very debatable, and I would love to have a class and just have a lecture and teach people so they can get the right perception of it.
Absolutely. So far, Jay Wiz, I mean, like I said, you already have me ready to put a ring on it. But with that being said, I want to break the monotony a little bit, and I want to play another one of your tracks, which is called The Lights. So I'm going to play that. So if anyone want to give a call in and talk to Jay Wiz, dial in at 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with Mr. Jay Wiz and Miss P. So we'll be right back with The Lights.
Since I was 8 years old, on that living room floor, playing that Nintendo, had dreams of getting more. So my cousin introduced me to this thing called rap.
Yep.
Now it's a new year, time to bring flows back. Junior high, I was puffin' Cinco packs in high school, is where I got the lingo at. That's where I met Marv, chillin' in Mr. Miller's class. Cut lab, cause a nigga wasn't feeling that.
Yep.
Rap dope, but a nigga wasn't dealing that.
Nah.
Miss class is dealing with baby mama. 15 and I got crazy drama. Sex made me calmer, I had to make these commas. Mad bullshit that was resting on my conscience. Living in Queens, but was thinking about Bahamas. Yup, it all felt like yesterday. Sit back, relax, and let the record play.
Just give me the lights, I'm ready for prime time. Waking in the wing, now it's my time. Watching the world from the sideline.
For these neon lights, this K-Bomb introduced me to Keon Bright.
Uh-huh.
He was in his crib working on beats all night. When he met me, he was like, he's alright, now I'm the greatest. Who knew I would be so nice? Wrong did, when I was rapping Busy Bone shit. Then I dropped Please Don't Cry, nigga, my own shit. Still with the same people that I grown with. Please act like unpacked luggage and don't trip. Yeah, it takes time to be timeless. Many minds for me to mastermind this. Yes, we will redefine hits. Mr. Melody at his finest, on the drums, strings, and the bass. Now tell me, do you feel those 808s? When you write in permanent ink, it's hard to
just
be your race, man.
Just give me the lights, I'm ready for prime time. Waking in the wing, that was my time. Watching the world from the skyline. This close to the stars, how did you not shine? Wing, that was my time. Watching the world from the skyline. This close to the stars, how did you not shine?
Hi, this is MC Light. My foundation, Hip Hop Sisters, has partnered with the First Wave Hip Hop Artistry Program to offer a $100,000 college scholarship to a freshman who plans to enter college in the fall of 2013. Get more details now at www.hiphopsisters.org. That's hiphopsisters.org. And click the scholarship tab. Good luck.
Yay. So shout out to MC Light once again for being amazing. And for all those trying to get in college next year, definitely look her up. So yay, J-Wiz, the lights. I mean, I'm liking your music. I really am.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's different. It's different. So we have a caller on the line. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to take the call.
Okay, no problem.
Great. So caller 404, you on the line with J-Wiz and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Young Bank. Space Time Magazine.
Hey, what's going on?
What's poppin'?
What's up, man? Yeah, I was just listening to the record, too, you know. That's what's up. I like the feel for it.
Which one? The Lights or Not Again?
The Not Again.
Oh, all right. Good looking.
Yeah.
You said you work for, what, Straight Stunt Magazine?
No, he Space has Spaced Out Magazine. Mm-hmm. .com.
No. I didn't hear him, like, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to.
No, I understand. So did you have a question for J-Wiz?
Yeah, actually, what are you doing as far as media? And, you know, have you been featured in any magazines right now?
What magazine have I been? I haven't been featured in a magazine yet. I'm trying to get featured in one now.
Well, you're talking to the right man.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I'm trying to get featured in a magazine now.
If you're looking to get featured on one, definitely email me at spacedoutmagazine@gmail.com.
Spacedoutmagazine@gmail.com?
Yeah, Miss P, you can take down his information for me?
Yeah, I have his information, and I'll give it to you, J-Wiz. And just to let you know, I gave you a shout-out at the beginning of the show if you weren't in tune. And told people to get in tune with spacedoutmagazine.com. So I definitely plug you on almost every show.
All right, cool.
Excellent.
All right, then. So thank you so much for calling in, and I'll make sure to connect J-Wiz with you.
All right, then, cool.
All right, thanks, bye. Yay! So that was kind of, like, awesomeness.
Yeah, it was.
Definitely. So I'm definitely going to Facebook right now as we speak, and I'm definitely going to put his information in there for you so you can, you know, go ahead and powwow with him. So shout out again to Spaced Out Magazine. For all those who are not in tune, definitely get in tune with spacedoutmagazine.com. So, yeah, I just had a few more questions, J-Wiz, before I let you go. I wanted to know, and I know you've been asked this 100 billion times, and you know that's not a number, but I like to make stuff up. How did you come up with your name?
I didn't actually come up with my name.
Mm-hmm.
My boy D Bronco actually came up with my name because I was trying to spit a rhyme to him one time, and then it was so like complex with like the stuff that I was saying. He was like, "Yo, Jay, you like the Wizard." That's what he said. You know what I mean? So my name was just gonna be Wiz, but then there was complications because there's somebody named Wiz already. So I just put the J in front of it, but I didn't really come up with my name. My boy did.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And what genre, if any, can't you stand to listen to?
I don't know, because I'm eclectic. I listen to everything. Like, I probably don't know the names of the songs, but I even listen to country music. My favorite song of all time is Hotel California from the Eagles. So there's nothing that I don't listen to. Like, I'm in the club. And it's reggaeton playing. I listen to that. Even if it's not in the club, I listen to it. I listen to, Compa, everything. I listen to everything. So there's nothing I can't stand to listen to.
Right. So pretty much you're just open to it all, just an avid music lover, which I'm digging too. So if you were to dabble in another genre of music, which one would you pick?
That's a good question. Like, which one would I pick? Probably R&B.
Mm-hmm.
I probably do R&B.
I can see you doing R&B.
Poppy is too poppy for me. Like, it's not real enough for me. It's like bubbly. I don't really like bubbly.
Bubbly?
Yeah. That pisses me off. You understand? Like, pop isn't Michael Jackson anymore. It's this other stuff. So
definitely.
I don't want to be in that.
Yeah, we definitely going to keep in tune to the fact that Jay Wiz thinks that R&B is bubbly.
Definitely.
And
it
makes
is.
Him angry. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. That I can't stand.
So, okay, I guess that's something annoying because I was going to ask you if you had any annoying habits. I guess, you know, R&B music is one of those things that annoy you. So I'm going to leave that question.
R&B. Pop is what annoys me.
Oh, pop.
R&B is,
okay.
Yeah, pop music.
Mm-hmm.
That annoys
me. It's just too
me.
Much. It's yeah. just too much. Do you just, like, you want to just hurt people? No, I'm just kidding. But what's the one
bad.
Thing in... Okay, well, I don't know. I get to those points, Jay. I get to those points. But what's one thing in your life that you can't live without?
One thing or one person? It doesn't matter?
One thing.
One thing? Okay.
Yeah, like a thing, an object.
I probably can't live without music.
Mhm.
If it's one thing, it's not even really an object, but the one thing would be music, because it does. Like, imagine seeing a commercial without music. Imagine watching a movie without music. Watching sports without it. Like, life would be very, very boring if there wasn't music in it.
Absolutely, and that's a great point. And you're the person who has ever answered that question in that way. So. Right now, you stand out so much, and that's the reason why I'm getting a ring for you, so we will be married. So what's the hardest part of writing a track for you?
The beginning, coming up with, like, an opening line. You know, that's, like, the hardest, because you have to catch them right away. You have to say something that's catchy or something that's going to grab their attention. Just like great speakers that say something sometimes of shock value, or they'll ask you a question. So the opening line is the hardest thing.
Mhm. Right, absolutely. I could see that, because you know what? I can't sing, I can't dance, I can't write nothing. So, you know, when
you?
People
you
like...
You can't do none of that?
Yeah. No, I can just run my mouth and laugh. I mean, that's my
talent.
High points there. That's it.
That's a talent.
That's a talent.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Jay. You're the only one who sees that as a talent, so thank you so much for taking note of that, because now I have to change my resume up a bit. Like, I can talk and laugh,
mm-hmm.
so that is
Definitely.
A talent that I can add to my resume.
It takes
Definitely.
Talent
thank
to be on
you.
The radio. It takes talent to be on the radio.
Does it, or it just takes a person who likes to run their mouth a lot and then just
that's
laugh?
Talent. That's gift the gab.
Definitely. So how do you... So, you know, humble with this world that we live in that is so chaotic, and just through all the frustrations of trying to, you know, progress in this thing we love, music, how do you manage to just remain calm, cool, and collective?
My family keeps me grounded. My friends keep me grounded. You know, like, I've always, I was taught to treat everybody equal. And don't hold yourself above people, because everybody's equal in God's eyes. Like, I'm not God, so that's the only reason why. That's one of the reasons why I'm humble. I was raised that way. They taught me that you're not God, so be humble. Like, humble yourself, because there's gonna be a time when you need somebody's help, and you weren't humble, and they're not gonna help you.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that, and I love that your family instilled that into you, and you still. Go to your family and look up to them for that, you know, support as an adult. So that's so awesome of you. So tell people, you know, where they can find you to stay in tune to your performances and any upcoming, you know, releases and things of that nature.
They can find me on Twitter at JWiz, Facebook.com/JWiz, and they can purchase the album on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, iHeartRadio, whatever. The album is available. It's called The Platform.
Absolutely. So when should we be looking for your next project?
Probably the summer of next year.
Yay.
And that album, that album is entitled The Arrival.
Wow.
So it's The Platform, and the next one is The Arrival. So the next one is going to be very, very big. Oh, and all the production on this album was producers that I work with. Everything is original. There's no instrumentals from a J-Arm CD or anything like that. They're all original. Romello, J Melody, Calypso, Stiletto. I know I'm forgetting somebody. What's his name? Hayes. That's another producer. So everything is original. All songs written by me. Singing Nashby, Keon Bryce, Juan P. Just a team.
Absolutely. And that's going to be so awesome, and I can't wait to hear it. So again, for people that didn't get the opportunity to write it all down, take the time now to keep in mind that J-Wiz is where you need to be. So give them that info again about where they can find you and follow you to stay in tune.
On Twitter, at J-Wiz, that's J-W-H-I-Z-Z, Facebook.com/J-Wiz, iTunes, Amazon, all your digital retail stores worldwide. I'm there.
Yay. So also, will you leave us with some parting words and just give us a little bit of advice on how to, you know, separate the good from the bad in the industry for all that's tuned in, or just food for thought?
Whatever, go with your heart for the most part. But it's sort of like, you know, when you want something and then you go, there's so many obstacles and you get it, and when you finally get it, it's not as good as you thought it would be. Be careful of that, because if you're going really hard for something and there's always an obstacle, usually the outcome isn't going to be that great. So always follow your heart, and then you should be fine.
Absolutely. J-Wiz, I think that you're extraordinary. You know,
you
very, like, laid back and, you know, just cool with it. I don't know what I was expecting to witness, but you're definitely different from what I imagined you to be. And you definitely have a new family here at the Intune Show. So when you have your upcoming projects, even if you can't come on, you can always shoot them to me and I'll just play them and keep them in rotation and just support and show love, you know, just, you know, uplifting each other throughout our journeys. Before I let you go, there's another person on the line, so we're going to take it real quick and, you know, if that's okay with you.
That's not a problem.
347, you're on the line with J-Wiz and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, what's up, yo, J-Wiz? It's Mr. Network. I'm in the building. I have to show some love, you know what I mean? He's been working hard for a while. I see him on the grind, so I have to show love, you know what I mean? Representing Queens, that whole Queens down.
You know it. Yeah, thanks, man.
Yay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, man, so what do you think is what are the hardest stipulations for you right now as an artist being independent?
Getting as much ears as I want. You know, like, I want 1.5 million people to hear me. That's kind of hard to do when the game is saturated with so much bullshit, pardon my French. You know, it's a hard thing to do. You know what I mean? When there's so, especially being from New York, there's a lot of rappers, not a lot of good rappers, but there's a lot of rappers. So you get overlooked. You know what I mean?
Okay, I understand. I understand where you're coming from. You know what I mean? It's certain powerhouses that you can't. Yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from. You know what I mean? I'm definitely agreeing where you're coming from with that.
Yeah. So. That's it, but there's no obstacle I can't overcome, so this is nothing.
All right, homie, man. I was just showing love, you know what I mean? J-Wiz holding down Queens, Mr. Network in the building, and keep grinding, man. Wish you millions.
Good looking.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
All right.
Yay, so do you want to give any quick shout-outs, J-Wiz?
Shout-out my team, First Class, Marv Mack, Kay Hood, Jay Cavalier, Romello, Mr. Melody, Stiletto, everybody in Queens, the whole five boroughs. And shout out to you, Miss P.
Aw, thank you. I appreciate that. I like to get shout out. And remember, I'm going to be shouting you out when it's time to get that ring, too. So don't be acting like you didn't remember this conversation. Like, I never met you. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, keep us in tune at all times when you can. We would love to have you back on for a follow-up for your new album in the new year so we can talk about that and people can see how amazing you are. But, again, this is your platform, too, and we're family, so just stay in tune.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Later.
Yay, guys, so that was Jay Wiz, and he's very laid back and awesome, so I'm really, really glad that we had the opportunity to gain on him. I'm also really glad that I have Austin that hears everything like a bat, like she hears everything, so you can never, ever, ever have anything on or assume that it's on mute because, you know, she will pick it up and she will tell you, I heard that on mute. So shout out to Austin for that. Shout out to everybody who tuned in. Shout out to the callers that called in. Shout out to CR Bundy for connecting me with Jay Wiz. Totally awesome and totally worth the wait because Jay Wiz and I was going back and forth for the longest of trying to lock him in, but we finally did it, and I'm so happy that we did. I wanted to let you guys know that I will be back on the air tomorrow night at 10 p.m. with Dawn DePhillips. And we will be talking about Back to the Bases. So Back to the Bases is basically going back to where we started when we used to sit across from each other and have dinner, when we used to have conversation versus social media and all that jazz. So definitely tune in for that. Be in tune. If you have any questions on how you can get on the Intune show, how to book Miss P, or want to find out any general information about anybody on our team, or you want to join the team or join any of our contests that Phoenix Star 9 and I are having, or our speed networking event that's coming up at the end of October, then definitely, definitely, definitely reference us at www.theintuneshow.com to gain. Until tomorrow night, babies, it's all love and crazy pants. And as usual and forever, this will always be my theme. It's all love and crazy pants. So I will see you guys tomorrow night at 10. Be in tuned.
I'm in tune. 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 I'm in tune.